Oh, good morning, MGTOW man. Oh, what a day. Oh, it's just starting. So, like, I was thinking about that thing where good looking or attractive beauty is in the eye of the beholder, you know? And there's some people that I find immensely attractive, and there's some people that I don't, you know, and there's some people that are mostly in between sort of thing, you know. And what am I on about? And I don't have to name names or locations, you know. This sort of shit just, this sort of shit just goes on all the time, you know. It's how people operate, you know. But I went to some place recently, and you know, I walk in, and there's two women walking, working behind the counter, you know, and one especially, she's. You know, married, and you know, I won't narrow it down either. But she's got, you know, some marriage material, and you know, and all these diamonds and shit, you know, and I sort of. She's going, oh, you're so gorgeous. I just love you. You know. She's giving me that look as she's sort of just melting across the counter at me, you know. And, and I thought, you know, okay, so what, you know, I thought, you know, if you go into the files that I've put up, I think one of them's called, the seven main differences between addictive and non-addictive relationships, you know, and, that for me has been a real good thing. It's a sort of signpost. And what comes out of that is that, you know, is I want you to think of this in terms of not right or wrong, that we are animals and we do fuck and we tend to sort of, you know, go for it, you know, on the basis of opportunity rather than, you know, premeditated. Oh my God, you know, she's chasing after a she's married and she's chasing after another guy, you know. Or the guys are saying, oh, he's married and he's chasing after another girl, you know. But sometimes we sort of fuck by opportunity. And sometimes, you know, stay focused and don't get off into your little dreamland of ideas. You know, I was standing there. And this chick was going, oh, he's gorgeous. You know, she was going sort of like, you know, the tongue was dragging on the ground. She was going, you know, I want to fuck, 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 you know. And, you know, and I just sort of looked at her and I said, you know, you're standing there looking at me as like I'm the most gorgeous man ever to walk in the place. You know, I've seen this, you know, it happens occasionally, you know. But the thing is that you know, all these goofy fucking broads, you know, coming on, you know, like when I walk in and they're on heat, you know, it's usually that they're sort of, they have absolutely no sense of fucking loyalty to their partner, you know, and especially with the older ones, they're, you know, I looked at that big cluster of fucking diamonds, you know, yeah, and I thought, you know, you selfish cunt, you know, that she's worked this guy for everything that she can get. And now she's got, you know, quite a lot, you know, quite a lot of cash on the fucking finger, you know. And, you know, I've noticed that with women, they just go, you know, they're either going, oh, I want to fuck, I want to fuck, I want to fuck, or if I said, you know, let's just go out the back and start screwing, you know. Oh, yeah, all right, cool, excellent. This way, let me show you the way, you know. You know. And I think it was a case of, to me, I was her, to her, I was her Chad, you know. Fuck. Oh, no. And, but I thought, yeah, it's pretty disloyal. She didn't have any sort of mental wherewithal on, not a sort of, I flash through so much stuff when I just sort of pause, you know. It's not like I'm sort of, you know, bereft of ideas. It's, anyway, so this broad was just standing there with the tongue hanging out, being a pain in the ass, basically, you know. Yeah, I said, you're talking to me, you're standing there looking at me like I'm the most gorgeous man ever to walk in the place, you know. And they just, you know, inquired about the stuff that I had to get done, you know. I didn't pay her no fucking mind. But I also sort of thought about it, you know. You know, that a lot of women, they tend to either throw themselves at me or they fucking run away from me, you know, like, oh my God, you know. Saying hello, good morning, what a lovely day, you know, is, oh, he wants to fuck me, he wants to bend me over and fuck me in the ass for 2 hours, you know. And, and what this comes down to is that that's what that Terry Gorski was saying. He said that in amongst this, there's the main differences between the seven main differences between how a healthy relationship starts and how an addictive or dysfunctional relationship starts, you know. I want you guys to go look that up. It's on the site. I've put it up. And, you know, yeah, it's good information. And what I sort of thought was, you know, a little while later, her husband walks in, or what I deemed to be her husband, and, you know, and the big diamond ring type, you know, she settled for, went through my head, you know, she's just ploughed him for, ridden a bloody plough horse for all she can, you know. You know, I've got a bigger diamond ring off my husband than what you got, you know. And, you know, she struck me as very selfish, dishonest, disloyal, and basically a bit of a slut, you know what I mean? And, you know, and there'd been absolutely, you know, I can't remember. I honestly cannot remember the last time I was ever there. I think, you know, maybe 5 or 10 years ago, you know. And, you know, she, hello, my man, my gorgeous man. Yeah, hey. Come here, oh, look at, isn't he gorgeous? Isn't he gorgeous? Look at that, hey. You're a good cat, Jack. Hey. You're a good cat. Give me back your legs. Hey. Oh. And, yeah. Well, it sort of gets onto that sort of thing that there's a, rather than trying to think in sort of minute little Lego blocks, little blocks of, you know, blocks of sort of absolute rightness, you know, and wrongness, you know, that I tend to sort of try to sort of be a little bit more circumspect, you know, that people do suddenly go, wow, you're really amazing, let's fuck, you know, and that's the first time they've met them, you know. The second thing, she's got all this fucking diamond shit on her finger, you know, a lot of it, and she's going, oh, I wanna fuck, you know, and I thought that's, you know, she's worked this guy for everything she can get out of him, you know, and, you know, she's cucked him, so to speak, you know, and, she settled for him and she's sort of sniffing around for fucking other guys, you know. And I don't appreciate the fucking attention, you know. You know, because if you're not basically loyal, and someone, you know, your attention just goes, you know, like whoever's drifted in or out of the fucking scene, that's where your attention, oh, he's nice, or she's nice, or he's nice, or she's nice, you know. That's, you know, we can't maintain the focus and saying, well, yeah, they are nice, but, you know. I sort of said that I'd commit in and that's all there is to it, you know. And, what happens is, and every time I just pause, I'm just going, dude, this, you know, and the fact that it doesn't, you know, it doesn't meet the criteria for healthy relationships, she's not putting in any effort whatsoever. I've just walked into the place, it's just like the first time I've met her, you know. And I think it's one of those sort of small town syndromes that a lot of people are kind of like that, you know. Like there's places I've walked into, I've never been there before, and the women are going, I want to fuck, you know, at me. And, you know, notice how I'm not sounding, I'm kind of a little bit pleased that someone thinks I'm at least, you know, worth poking with a stick to see if I've got a pulse, you know. But it's not ego sort of feeding attention, you know what I mean? It's not, in a shallow sort of way, but it's not develop, it's not a life enhancing type stuff. It's just like, let's fucking have a root, you know what I mean? You know, you get your braids fucked out, I get my braids fucked out and my balls emptied out, you know. And that's not something, you know. And plus, she's old, you know. I think the last time I looked, I could probably pass for like 16. But, I mean, look at the youth and beauty all over my face. Ooh. Ah, what's my hair doing running up towards the back of my head, you know? Yeah, it's deciding to camp on the other side of the mountain, you know? That's fine. God. And yeah, there's nothing, there's no relationship. Yeah, there's no getting to know you sort of process to say, oh, is this a sane and healthy person I'm getting involved with? Is there any, sort of, is it healthy? Is it good? Or is this just like, I'm on heat, I want to fuck, and it's really crazy, you know? So, yeah, so basically she's old, she's a waste of fucking time, effort, energy and sperm, you know. She's not going to be putting out no babies, you know. And it's really addictive, and it's also disloyal, you know. That if she's that age now, you know, and she's still going, oh, it's a man, 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 you know. You know. And I'm in the place for like 10 minutes just doing all this stuff. And in walks what I assume was her husband, you know. You know. But it's sort of like that in small towns, that sometimes a bit of fresh blood, you know, a bit of fresh meat, you know, lands into the fucking, into the shark tank, you know. People just go for it, you know. You know, you go, oh, it's a new woman, that's all right. And you just, you know, because the chances of, I think that's how people populate, you know. I think that's how the fucking human race has survived and bred, you know what I mean? Because people turn up and you fuck them, you know, male or female, you know. It's, I think that in part, is a survival strategy, you know. You know, you sort of, to breed, to go for it when you can get it, you know, or when it arrives, you know. You know, so I don't think it's, in regards to small towns, I don't think, you know, in remote places, I think, you know, fucking is, in some respects, you know, it's an issue of opportunism that, you know, I think it's a biological issue that you've got to be prepared to fuck when the opportunity arises, you know. And that, I think that goes to men and women, you know, just sort of collect, just sort of universally, you know. There's some fresh DNA on the scene that looks good to me, and you know, so this is what happens, you know. And so, you know, what's the words? So this is a secure, this is the, it's not a sort of oh my God, that married woman, she's such a slut, you know. I just think there's, you know, like a couple of really genuine sort of people breed, and it's a matter of opportunity. When you live in a small town and something really good comes through, you just go, wow, you know, let's fuck, you know. There's also, she's got a huge amount of diamonds on one ring, you know, on a finger, and, you know, she's sort of, to me, a diamond ring, you know, if I want to see something really beautiful, there's just billions of things, but we'll put it in terms of, it could be, you know, like a fungus, or it could be like a tree, or it could be a cat or a dog, or, you know, the feeling of affection with other forms of life, you know what I mean? You know, but to look at it as something really attractive. In Australia, I think they exist in other parts of the world, but they're a type of beetle called a Christmas beetle. And they are a dung beetle. They are a beetle that gathers up shit, rolls it into little balls, and then sends it, you know, the sort of, you know, the beetle sort of rolls this big ball of shit, buries it, or lays an egg in the centre of the shit, the ball of shit, and then it buries that, and its little grub hatches and eats the shit, and then out pops a beetle, you know. They're called Christmas beetles because they tend to appear around Christmas time, you know, in Australia. And they're absolutely beautiful. They're stunning. Like, they're these electric sort of blues and greens and fucking all these other sorts of colours, you know. I mean, diamonds with all their faceting and, you know, the thing to split the light and then reflect it back out in all these colours and stuff. To me, that's more the appreciation of it. They do look nice, absolutely, but to me, that's more of a scientific sort of principle on optics and how to do it. That's more interesting than the sort of sparkly stone on the finger, you know what I mean? And I'd rather look at a Christmas beetle for 30 seconds or a minute or two on its way through and go, wow, that's just fascinating, that's just absolutely stunning, than to have a sparkly diamond ring, you know what I mean? You know? But in terms of diamonds, that lovely Jabba the Hutt double chin, fucking stunning, you know. But in terms of diamonds, I think, diamonds to me are really only sort of like shit that you make special cutting tools from, you know. You get the industrial grade diamonds that are sort of black and sort of nasty, and they're used in abrasive cutting tools, you know. And then you get the really, 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 really good diamond that they're used in you know, high-pressure bloody scientific glass, you know, and optics. Because, like, you know, in one side of the, outside the chamber, it's atmospheric pressure, and inside the chamber, it's, you know, 60,000 PSI or something, and a million degrees or whatever, you know. So that they use a diamond fucking window, you know. What, that little window? Oh, it's $100,000. Oh, jeez, I'll buy two. You know. Yeah. So she's got this fucking diamond ring on her finger, and I'm just going, oh well. She's got a, you know, she's got a value system that pegs her fucking sense of self-worth of how much she's been able to sort of screw her husband for, you know, to get all this high-priced shit on her finger. And, you know, to me, I'm not a jewellery person, you know, gold and silver and all this sort of shit and diamonds, I think they're just sort of products that, you know, in some circumstances that they do have legitimate industrial sort of, that they do have legitimate uses, but like, you know, sort of like pegging my self-esteem to my, the value of my car, you know, I'd rather buy a good ordinary everyday sort of shitbox car for, you know, fuck all, rather than gotta have a Rolls Royce, you know. I mean, a Rolls Royce would be nice, I wouldn't turn it down if it was given to me, but I wouldn't sort of, I don't particularly want one either, you know what I mean? And just because it's a Rolls Royce, you know, I can go out and buy a perfectly good little fucking Toyota ute that's like, say, 20 or 30 years old, you know, and it runs, it's got low Ks, you know, it's got low distance on it, and, you know, I don't sort of, beyond that, I don't sort of give a shit, you know what I mean? That's a functional vehicle. Look after it, take good care, you know. And so women that tend to peg, yeah, I mean, it's one of my old sponsors used to say, you know, they're allowed to if they want to, you know. And so if they want to, they can, you know. And so she thinks, you know, I'm better than you because I've got more diamonds and a more diamond ring and more gold on my ring than what you've got. Or, you know. So her value system to me is worthless. You know, it's not something, you know, I don't wear diamond rings. I don't wear rings. But if I was going to wear a ring, in all seriousness, I'd probably never wear a ring. But if I was going to wear a wedding type ring, this both meets my standards as being, you know, cheap and sort of nasty, but, you know, well, actually quite good, you know, really. But it also, in terms of safety, I think they're a fucking good idea. You know, there are rings made out of silicone rubber. They're a little bit like a Well, this is a secret about welding, you know. Dry skin has, on average, about, if you put electricity here and electricity there, there's going to be, on average, about 40, I'm getting old and forgetting. I think it's, dry skin, dry, reasonably sort of callous sort of skin, has about 40 5 volts of resistance in it, you know. And 45 volts there. This is why you get the open circuit voltage of most welders is around, they come in sort of two types. One for welding on dirty sort of work and work with different electrodes that need higher voltages and stuff. But they usually either come in set at 45 degrees or fucking 75 volts, you know. And the reason they go for lower voltage is, you know, like they're not set at, say, 500 volts. Is because the fucking skin on your hand, it's your natural sort of insulator, you know. Means you can touch the electrode and you can touch the fucking, say, the steel that you're welding that's hooked up to the earth electrode, the grounding electrode, and not die of electric shock because the inherent 45 volts in there and 45 volts in there, you know what I mean? It's the natural resistance. But if you're wearing a ring on a finger, you know, and there's a bit of sweat underneath that ring, you know, between your skin and your fucking ring, so you touch, you grab something with your hand and that ring is touching the metal and you touch something that's live electrically, you've only got about, we won't nitpick too much, but we'll say 45 volts on this hand resistance and sort of almost nothing on this hand. If you're touching a, say, 45 volt circuit, you know, this hand might be a bit sweaty one day, you know. Then the power starts running through you and you die, you know. You know, there's been people who've, they've been inside pressure vessels or something and they're welding away, and then because they've got to kind of climb out and use two hands and all this sort of shit, they've stuck the electrode under their armpit where it's just sweaty, and then they grab onto something with their bare hand and then the power just goes boof across the heart, out their fucking hand, and they die, you know what I mean? They're trying to climb out and then they just zzz, and they're done for, you know. So welding is not without its hazards, but they're manageable hazards under the right conditions, and you've got to sort of, so that's why you get people who work with electricity, as in high-powered electrician type stuff, you know, from domestic power supplies to fucking and beyond, you know. And then you get people who do the, then you get people who do the, then you get people who do automotive electronics, and then you get people who do welding, you know. And, you know, electrical type stuff anywhere is, generally it's really bad, a bad idea to be wearing a metallic wedding ring or bangles, you know, watches, jewellery, you know, copper sort of bands around the wrist and all this sort of stuff, you know. You know, it's, yeah, so that's the reason why I think if you're going to be wearing a wedding ring, wear a silicon one, you know. It's in electrically insulating, that's why, you know. And I don't like, plus they're sort of dirt cheap, you know. You can go out and buy 20 of them, you know, for $20, $25, or, you know, a lifetime supply. You know, they don't sort of wear out and they last a long time. And, you know, and they're flexible and they don't sort of break and they don't, they take extraordinarily long times to wear out. You know, if you get 10 years from a ring or more, it wouldn't surprise me, you know. But, yeah, people who just go, oh, look at all the diamonds on my ring. Oh, aren't I fabulous? Oh, look at me, look at me, look at me. You know. And that's the other thing with wedding rings, that they have a tendency to catch on nails and between objects and stuff like that. And, you know, people lose their fingers when the ring catches on things. And they just go, oh, I'll just grab onto that. There's like a little nail head, you know, and then they jump over and then they leave the fucking finger behind, you know. Ah, you know. The ring catches and they leave the finger behind. So, no, I don't think wedding rings are a good idea. I don't. You know. I don't find diamonds to be that sort of fascinating, you know, in terms of anything. I think if they're going to be used, use them for the peculiar, the certain properties that diamonds have, optically speaking, in some situations and purposes, make them absolutely brilliant for lenses of particular lasers and particular fucking bits and pieces and stuff. You know, they also, for some super high precision turning tools like on lathes and milling machines and stuff like that, you know, the really sort of, you know, machining the fucking Hubble telescope type stuff, you know. I think their price, yeah, because they're basically hard wearing, and if you're doing like a job that requires really, really, really high precision, you want a tool that's not going to wear and then go out of precision, you know. You know, so there's things that diamonds are really good and useful for, but I don't sort of think that, you know, you know. Yeah. Just going off on one of those little thought tangents about somebody and some particular issue. Yeah, so people going, oh, diamonds, diamonds, diamonds. It just doesn't, you know, these women that just go, oh, fuck, look at my wedding ring. Oh, it's got all these big sparkly diamonds on it. Oh, you know, that's just such shallow and worthless prestige type bullshit, you know. Not even remotely interested in either talking to or entertaining women that are into that shit, you know. It's a whole heap of money. And the idea of diamond rings is sort of a magnet. It's a manufactured fucking idea, you know. Like, oh, I'm getting married. I need a diamond ring. Oh, yeah. You know, oh, aren't you good? He must really love you if he spent $10,000 on a ring. Unlike those cheap, tight-ass husbands that spent $200 on a diamond ring. Ooh, he's a good husband. Ooh, he's a bad husband. What does that say about you, you know? I think diamond rings, they're hazardous. They're materially hazardous. Electrically, they're dangerous, you know? And I could think of a lot better purposes to put diamonds to rather than just sparkly shit on your fingers, you know? And you know, in terms of scientific, like refracting light and sparkling and all that sort of stuff, you know, like different. That's the atomic sort of arrangement for That's the atomic sort of a, that's the atomic arrangement being really clean and neat with really good diamonds, like optical sort of grade diamonds, that make them fucking worth something, you know? That make them sparkle, but, you know? And I don't sort of. Which is different to. It's the ferocity of the sparkle. And the diffraction of light into its. In, colors, you know, visible colors. What's the words? That makes them better, a better sparkly thing than bloody, say, soda lined glass or silicon dioxide like quartz type glass or whatever, you know. Silicon dioxide. Yeah, so there's those properties, no doubt. But people going, oh my God, you know. But, you know, if I had to spend $10,000 or more, you know, that wouldn't be on a fucking wedding ring, you know. So she could shove that up her ass. And, yeah. Got a lot to do today. Yeah, so all these women and their fucking diamond rings and stuff, they can basically get fucked. You know, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in spending the money on it. I'm not interested in entertaining women who fucking operate like that, you know. And, you know, I see no inherent worth or value in spending a lot of money on diamond rings, you know. Yeah, I don't know, I'd only do one if I had the lasers or whatever, or the milling machines or lathes that had, you know, the ultra high precision type things to be de dealing with certain materials in certain ways, you know, for specialist diamond based cutting tools, you know. Because they're very good at very high speed cutting on. I'm not sure of the entire range, but aluminium alloys and because the aluminium oxide that forms on the bloody skin on the surface of the aluminium, that's known as aluminium oxide or ceramic type stuff. Fuck, what is it called? Sapphire, yeah. So if you're constantly cutting through a skin of sapphire, you know, like a couple of atom, a few atoms sort of thick, that's going to wear out your cutting tools. So that's where you need diamonds, you know. So aside from all that shit, it's not worth, you know, if you're doing super, super, super high precision sort of stuff. You know, these expensive sort of diamond tools, like, you know, you're basically doing the primary fucking machining for a say the reflective mirror on a say like the Hubble telescope type stuff, you know, you're doing the primary sort of machining on that, then a diamond tool is good. But beyond that, that's like, you know, I'm not fucking interested, you know. So yeah. Well, I got to get going. I might make this an MP3, an audio type thing, you know. Yeah, thank you. And good morning, MGTOW men.